All right, here we go. And one, two, three.
Past and current cast members pose for a group photo 50 years after this play first debuted here in a former backyard garden.
All right, we're going to do one more.
Through good times and bad, Tale of the Lonesome Pine has been performed every summer in what is now a lovely outdoor theater in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, a tiny town surrounded by towering mountains rich with coal and other minerals. The play has become emblematic not only of this region, but also as a piece of Virginia's cultural heritage.
We are now the official outdoor drama of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Barbara Polly played the very first June Tolliver, the heroine of Trail of the Lonesome Pine.
And I think it's very interesting that the official outdoor drama and the official state theater, Barter Theater, are both in Southwest Virginia. So we're very proud of that in Southwest Virginia.
Polly did some musical theater at Emory and Henry College, where she met her husband and later moved with him to Big Stone Gap. Today, her portrait hangs in the historic June Tolliver House, named for her character, the real-life heroine of the play, who lived here for a time after she met the young engineer, Jack Hale.
And painted rooms are bonny, but I would trade them all to marry my sweet Jack.
There have been dozens of Jack Hales and June Tollivers over the years, but what's now a huge tradition here might never have become so without the efforts of the women of Big Stone Gap, eager to bring the arts to their community. Paxton Allgaier decided to move to this town as a young woman after she spent summers here as a teenager, when her grandmother was a force behind those efforts.
She realized, because, you know, in the Trail of the Lonesome Pine talks about the boom of coal, and there's what they call the bust. So yeah, the coal industry has always been up, down, up, down. And my grandmother realized back in the 50s that this area would need more than coal to survive.
So many people thought that this was going to be the golden place to live.
Jack McClanahan, known as Jack Mack around here, is one of just two of the original cast. He plays June's father, Judd Tolliver. A portrait of his parents also hangs in the Tolliver house. Jack Mack knows the fictional play and the true story of this region intimately.
Two things happened. It went through a worldwide recession similar to what we're recovering from now. Plus, they found iron ore deposits in Michigan and Minnesota, essentially on top of the ground, where this had to be deep mined, much as the coal. So the iron ore and the steel industry faded away very quickly, leaving only the coal and the timber. So it was a coming of the industrial age to an agrarian society, much like what we've been going through in the past decade or so, going from industrial age to a tech society.
Still, every summer, Thursday through Sunday, Jack Mack and the rest of the cast bring audiences from all over the world back to the turn of the last century, when the iron boom that never materialized here left coal the reigning king of this region. Through boom times and busts, the Trail of the Lonesome Pine endures in Big Stone Gap. I'm Robbie Harris.
But she's coming back if she goes 10,000 miles. But